keep it here to WDAY's, as our sports gurus dig more into that story. Gregory Bruce is the he is the developer and I believe also the moderator for the Leith, North Dakota website that was put up back in August to help that community get through the outrageous garbage that was going on with the white supremacists out there, Craig Cobb and his followers. The city got a hold of Bruce and asked him if he would do this, and Bruce has done it and has kept it up, kept information flowing to folks throughout North Dakota with this website. Now, Gregory Bruce, who, by the way, has press credentials with Grant County the news paper, finds himself in kind of a predicament now with this website and finding himself in court battling things out with Deborah Henderson, and she is the girlfriend of one of the white supremacists that's sitting in jail, and that would be Kynan Dutton. And Gregory joins me on the program this afternoon. Gregory, thanks for giving us some time this afternoon on the Jay Thomas Show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on? Let's get through this first. So you have the website, and I have checked the website out, and basically that website it's a LeafND, correct?
Yeah, leafnd.com.
Yeah. And it's basically an information site so people can follow what's going on. Also, they can donate money to the Legal Defense Fund for the folks out in Leith who have just had just their the last few months of their lives ripped apart by what's going on out there. Now you find yourself having to go to court because basically you're just keeping information out there to the folks. What happened here, Gregory?
Well, actually, I think what happened was I'm one of those kind of people that I guess I'm a dog with a bone. I don't give it up very easily. And these people,
I love that.
I can't do it. That's just my nature. Mm-hmm. And so, to correct the situation, the website went online on September 17th, and then the Facebook went online September 22nd.
Okay.
And so in that time period, there have been just thousands of hits. The Facebook page, the first one, had over 3.5 million hits in 3 weeks before Facebook shut it down.
So wow. That's
what happened. And now I've got a second Facebook page. They've shut that down twice because I guess there's some people that just don't like looking at Nazi stuff. Well, I don't either. I finally figured out what Facebook's rules are. Old Zuckerberg, he's got his own set of rules for.
Yeah.
He didn't answer any of my emails, so I'll just keep putting up Facebook pages. The website itself, I own it, and a lot of these white nations, Nazi type peoples, they think it's an official city website. Well, you can call it whatever you want, but. Basically owned by me. They don't like me. They can come after me. I live in New Life City. I've told them that 100 times. So I'm not real concerned about this particular issue with Ms. Henderson.
What's she hauling you to court for, saying defamation of character?
No, she's hauling me into court because her temporary restraining order says that I will not say slanderous and or harassing or threat on LeafND webpage or any other internet source. Well, you can't say a whole lot to a webpage. I mean, you can write something on it, but you can't say anything on it. So she has basically said that it's slander when it's actually liable. And then they had the year wrong. They wanted me to appear last Monday in the year 2012, so they had to come out and serve me again. And so, at any rate, the sheriff around here and the deputies, they're getting tired of all this. I understand their reasoning, but I thought I was good friends with all the cops, and there's only 4 cops in the whole county for 1,600 square miles. And so I can understand their anger at this whole thing. But she wants me to stop saying all these things about her and so on. Most of what I have said is simply articles that have been written by the Bismarck Tribune, the television stations. I posted on Facebook. I put it on the website. And I have actually created a few editorials and a couple of op-eds, put it on the website, been in the Bismarck Tribune. Those are opinions. Freedom of the press, freedom of speech, doesn't matter what you say. If you don't like it, take me to court.
Well,
that's what she's done.
But and also, it's different. I mean, if you're in the public eye, not really a private citizen, the rules are not the same. And did she not put herself in the public eye by being out there with these folks?
Well, that's my opinion. No. She's pretty much in the public eye. And, of course, she said in court yesterday, in Carson, North Dakota, she said that I follow her around constantly, flipping her off and this and that. And then I was out there on a certain time and so on. I said, well, I didn't even have a car that day. For about 10 days, I didn't even have a car. I was in Bismarck. And so, I mean, I live 25 miles from Lee. And so she is very concerned about her safety. Well, I mean, I'm a 67-year-old guy, even though, you know, I spent my life in the Navy. I'm not going to go after a woman with three children. I might go after Cobb or Dutton, but, you know, not a woman.
Thank you, by the way.
I've only photographed a woman one time on the day that her and Kynan Dutton and Craig Cobb walked around the city of Lee.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever photographed her.
So what has the judge told you? I mean, did the judge tell you, I mean, is this restraining order in place, or has the judge pushed it off for another date?
Well, believe it or not, excuse me, when the hearing was over, he didn't say anything. We just got up, walked out, and then the attorney, Thomas Kelch, out of Mandan, he was called back in by the judge, and the judge told him, oh, by the way, the TRO is still in force. Well, good Lord, one would think so, sure. So it is still in force, and that's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with it. So, at any rate.
She says that, now she's saying in an article Lauren Donovan did with the Bismarck Tribune this morning, she's saying that, you know, the movement is done, it's over. Are you buying any of that?
I sort of do, in a way, because... I mean, I have a very good close relationship with Lauren Donovan as a reporter, and I don't tell other people things that she tells me in confidence. But I have a good feeling the woman's running out of time. She's running out of money. She's running out of places to stay, and that's pretty much what everybody wants in this case, is for her to take her three children and put them in a safe environment, and she won't do that. She just stays out there in that house, and then she goes back and forth to someone else's house. And I don't have a problem with the woman taking care of her children with other people helping her take care of her children. That's not the issue. The issue is you need to get your stuff together, get out of here, because them two guys that are in jail, one's in the nut house, I said, that's not going to happen. They're not getting out. You have no future here in North Dakota. And even the Attorney General, he said himself, these are not the kind of people we want in our state.
Yeah, and he had a right to say that.
He did. I have a right to say what I want, as long as I don't defame her. Don't think I've ever said anything. I did say something, and I'm looking at the statistical analysis right now of the people that are actively in real time on the website. There's 112 people looking at the website right now, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
But
by the way, folks, you're tuning in. Gregory Bruce, he is the developer moderator for Leaf North Dakota, leafnd.com, and that has been the site that people have gone to get information, the latest happenings out in Leaf, North Dakota. And now he had to go to court, and it's just, you know, now it's just like this doesn't add. No future in North Dakota. Do you think that the people want to help her, or do you think that people just want her gone, that she, because I know at one time, Gregory, didn't some residents give her money to get out of here when the first go around with her boyfriend happened, and she took the kids and left, then she turned around and came back?
Yeah, she actually left the first time, the people. There is a rumor that the sheriff's department also gave her money, which would have been taxpayer money, but I don't count that as much. But
yeah.
I think the people in Leith gave her money, and I'm not going to say which ones they are, but
yeah.
Not that many people out there in the first place.
No.
And when she did leave, she went back to Oregon, and since I came here from Oregon 5 years ago, I know exactly where she lived out there and so on, and people, you know, they're accusing me of stalking her when I call my friends back there and I say, hey, you know, do you know this person? And they found out that they did. But she needs to go back to Oregon where the winter weather is not going to avoid, not going to cause her children all this. It's a quagmire.
Yeah. Do you think, and have you talked to the people of Leith? Like she says, you know, I'm no fear to anyone. Nobody needs to fear me. People feel that way, or they still got worries?
Oh, I don't have a problem. I said that in court yesterday. Yeah. She asked me if I feared her, and I said, no, I don't fear you.
It's the kid.
I fear the people. I fear, you know, I don't fear the children.
No, it's a fear for what's going to, it's a fear of how the kids are living is what I should have said. Yeah, I think
right.
People are concerned. I mean,
because right.
if correct me if I'm wrong, but is there electricity in that house? Is she staying in the Craig Cobb house?
Yeah, there is electricity.
Oh, there is. Okay.
There is electricity. They've had that for about a little over a month, and I was in there before Cobb got arrested. And there actually is absolutely not one lick of plumbing in the whole house. You'd have to completely rip out the walls to put the plumbing in. To get the water to hook it up to Southwest Water, they want quite a few thousand dollars. Then you got to have there's no toilet in the house. There's not even a room in the house where the toilet can be put.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you have to dig a leach field. You have to have a septic tank. Everybody in town has a septic system. This whole thing is about a $40,000 deal. And they don't have, you know, the proverbial pot, what you call it, in, and they got the window, that's about it.
Oh, I was going to say, was it just a little farmhouse, a little, like, chicken or some barnyard or something like that, or not really a house that they're living in?
Well, it's a house. It was reconditioned here and refurbished years ago, but they never, I don't know why they ever never put plumbing in there. I don't understand it myself, but it's right next door to another piece of his property that Cobb owned, that he deeded over to Tom Metzger, and that is the old Leith Creamery, where they had, the old creamery where they brought in the cow's milk and made cream. And that's been condemned by the state, so it has to be torn down, and if they don't pay for it, then of course they're going to put it on the taxes. And then his house is next, but he's already given his house that he calls the Cathedral of Creativity. He already deeded that over to those people, so he has no right to it anymore.
What? How are they? See, I'm worried about these three kids, Gregory. I mean, how are they heating this house?
Well, I really don't know. I'm not out there. Like I said, I'm 25 miles away. But I think that there is one person that lives in Elgin, and I'm not going to give her name out because I've already done that. I'm not going to do it again. But she's been helping these people. She brought the woman, Anderson, to the church right across the street from me, 100 feet away from where I live, a week ago, day before yesterday, to have the love of God preached to her by the pastor, Paul Ferree, and his wife. Well, his wife works with my daughter and, you know, in the school system. And so I know these people. And she brought him here, but she didn't come this past Sunday. So I guess she got enough religion. No, I don't know if that's slander or whatever, but it's not meant to be. I do know that this whole situation is simply a con game. It's a con game with all these neo-Nazi white supremacists, whatever you want to call them.
You think she's trying to pull a con game on the people out there, giving them to feel sorry for? Because I know she's got money coming out. Like I said, my whole thing is here, and we're going to get into this with college later on, is I worry about these three kids. I don't know how young they are, how old they are. I'm guessing they're probably pretty young. And the other two children of Kynes, I know that they are no longer in the custody of him. I believe they're back in Oregon or wherever, but you still have these three kids out here, and it does, just doesn't sound like the living conditions are conducive to a healthy environment for these kids. And I'm starting to wonder, where is social services or somebody stepping in or going, these kids can't live like this. Evidently, they're not going to school.
No, they're homeschooled by her, according to her. And then Custer Health of Grant County, they say they can't do anything because the law in the state of North Dakota says you don't have to have a toilet, you don't have to have water, all you have to have is access to it. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but she's upset because I posted a article on the website about how to file a complaint with Children's Services. Well, she says I'm aiming that at her. Well, that's a matter of interpretation. So
it's a matter of how people are getting concerned about these kids.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it were up to me, I would help the children. I wouldn't give her a nickel, but I would help the children. So I'm hoping that by your radio show and all this other news, this media that's out there, that Custer Health gets off. Like I told the governor of North Dakota, Dalrymple, in a television interview a couple of weeks ago with Amber Schatz, who's now very famous, Channel 12 out of Bismarck, I said, you need to get off your butt. And so governor did, and the attorney general did. So it's pretty bad when you have to tell the governor to get off your butt to do something.
Yeah,
that's what Custer Health needs to do.
Yeah, somebody needs to, somebody in that realm needs to go in there and check on these kids. That's the part I'm concerned about, is the welfare of these three kids. And we're rolling into, I mean, we're in cold season here, and I just can't believe there's a whole lot of heat in that house, and there's no plumbing whatsoever, which means there's no running water in there. There's no toilet. This is just, this really should have folks concerned, at least when it comes to these three children. Greg, before I let you go, anything else you want to get out to the public?
No, not really, other than the Leaf Legal Defense Fund could use some donations.
And they,
we're not big. Yeah, it's on the website.
Yeah.
Very easy to find. You know, not a problem.
Yeah, just go to leafnd.com, and you can donate right on that website.
This is strictly for the defense, the legal defense of the town against any possible problems. And, of course, Thomas Kelsch is the attorney out of Mandan.
Okay. Hey, Gregory, appreciate the time this afternoon, and keep the folks informed out there and around the state and the world.
I will.
Thanks, Gregory. Appreciate it. Thanks, my friend. 3:27, the Jay Thomas Show. When we come back, we'll do some news with Robin Huebner, the weather. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. I got a couple questions for you. I'm going to get deeper into her story. Lauren Donovan's the one that broke this months ago with the Bismarck Tribune. She's just done a great job with it. She had a story that was posted this morning. And, this lady claims that she can't go out and buy food. She's got the money, but when she goes, people won't sell her the food, grocery stores or whatever you use out there in the Leaf area. She's been stopped from using public restrooms. She just goes through and, you got to wonder, is this just, a con game, or is it really that bad? And do we need to start throwing some North Dakota nicer way? But the thing that's got me concerned are these kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to see kids having to be miserable. And you know what? If that's slander, well, you take it for what it's worth. But I got to believe three children living like that, it's not a real fun lifestyle to live. All right. And some other comments that she made in this article today. 293-9000, 888-970-9329. Light them up. When we come back, I want to hear from you and get your take on all this. How do you feel about the situation this Deborah Henderson and her three kids are in now? All right. 3:38, this is the Jay Thomas Show. So you have this Deborah Henderson, the girlfriend, she called herself the common law wife of Tynan Dutton.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park of me.
One of the white supremacists locked up in jail right now here in North Dakota, terrorizing charges.
Everything.
Now she's out here in Leaf with her three children.
A band is blowing Dixie.
about living in a home without sewer, water. There is no working furnace. She says that this Leith house is now her only home. Cobb is leasing it to her for $1 a month. It wants it deeded over to her. It'll take thousands to get this home up to snuff. And she wants people to leave her and her three children alone, especially the gentleman I just had on, Leith website developer, Gregory Bruce. And there are people out there that have helped her, but they, according to her, and from other people I've talked to, true, they're being shunned by the community for helping this lady out. There's a woman in Elgin that's been helping this Deborah Henderson out and her three children. She's been shunned by the people in the town. And she said her situation now in Leith, this is Deborah Henderson, she says her situation in Leith is borderline desperate. She said she's living on $600 a month in assistance from Oregon and food stamps. And she says that she can't leave Leith because she has no one to go back to in Oregon. People associated with Craig Cobb, she says, came into the house and removed his personal papers and all his belongings and took the stuff to Louisiana. So basically, there's nothing in this house anymore. She says that the notoriety resulting from the Leith website has caused people to spit on her in Walmart. A truck driver to put out his hand to bar her and her children from a public rest stop and called them Nazis, and local store owners in the area refused to sell her groceries for her and her kids. She says she can't rent an apartment. Many belongings that she has, she cannot put in storage because of the same reason, because she's being shunned. She says she's out of options, and the only option she has is to try to live in this house in Leith, even though the city may condemn it because of Cobb's failure to comply with the new city ordinance to get water and sewer to the house. She says that's all she has. I don't have anything else. She says, I can't sleep in my car with the kids in negative 12 degrees. I have nothing. She says Kynan is all she has, and he's sitting in jail. I've never been away from him this long before. She said she and Dutton didn't really understand the situation in Leith when they made the decision to join Cobb. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't be here. I wish people would leave me alone and let me and the kids pick up the pieces. Again, Dutton's in jail facing charges not only for, terrorizing, but the disorderly conduct when he went on a drunken tirade during a Leith City Council meeting. Now remember, she left him after that. She took the kids and left. People in the community gave her money, she left. But then she came back. She came back, she said, because he stopped drinking. She says she's not a terrorist or a member of a neo-Nazi group. She says, I'm a separatist. I'm really, really not what people think I am. I want to show that by my actions and behavior, I'm not someone to fear. And here's my question. So now you have this mom. I'm going to tell you what I think. And then to the phones at 293-9000. And Bill, you'll be first. I think that this is a woman that got in with the wrong guy. I think this is a woman that is scared. I think this is a woman that is afraid. I honestly, my personal opinion is I think this is a woman that's been terrorized by this guy. Okay, and that happens, and it's not right. And I think that the Cobb and his buddy, they're getting three hots and a cot right now, and she and the kids are sitting out there in the cold, and people are shunning her. According to her, this is according to her. She can't get groceries. She claims she's got nowhere else to go. I still question why social services isn't stepping in on this, or at least looking harder at it. So after hearing all this, hearing what she claims is going on, I want to know what you think about the way she claims she's being treated by the citizens of North Dakota. Would you help her out? Should she be helped out? How do you feel about this entire situation with her? 293-9000-888-970-9329. I'm going to tell you where I stand. I worry about the kids, but I think she made this bet herself.
You don't think he forced her back, you know?
He's in jail right now, and I think, you know, if she can find a way and get out of here. I'm not out there, so I don't know exactly what's going on. This is just my opinion. But I'll be honest with you. I think I would help her. But I would help her because of the kids. I would want to make sure that those kids are okay. 293-9000-888-970-9329. What do you think? Bill and Farley,
you're
first.
That's this.
What's that, Bill?
Well, you're right about the kids. And there's lots of services available. There's women's shelters.
Yeah.
There's the Y. You know, but at the same time, I'm a little fed up with the way that we've handled this whole situation. I think it's been wrong from the start.
So walk me through it, Bill. Walk me through what's been wrong.
Well, what's wrong is it's called freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went after these people because of their beliefs, which I thought was wrong in the first place. And like a guy said to me at a Perkins in Bismarck one day, he said, "Well, you forget how many of us died to stop people like this." Well, no, I didn't forget. We also fought to protect freedom of speech, and they have the right to believe what they want. Now, admittedly, once they went to this deal where they did the terrorizing and everything else, it was all just media hype that blew this thing into what it was. At least I believe that. And now to have somebody prevent a person from entering a public restroom or actually denying them service at a store.
Buy groceries, yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, if that's true, that's wrong.
You know, what if this was a black guy in that town or in any other situation or somebody else from a different religious belief, a Muslim or whatever, there would be a public outcry to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a real problem. And you know something? I'll tell you something. I had a similar experience in that part of the state one time. It was 40 years ago, and I got framed on some stuff because they didn't like the fact that we were trapping down there legally and we're catching a lot of fur. And I got set up by the sheriff, the game warden, and the town cop on a DWI, and then when they were done charging me with it, the cop had me drive my car to take the guns home.
Well, we're going to find...
I've experienced the closed-mindedness of that part of the state, and I'm sorry. This is just the way these people are down there, and a lot of them, I'm not blaming the whole area, but this is ridiculous how they're treating these people, and that treatment is probably what took Cobb and this other guy to the extremes that they did. Not that it was justified.
It wasn't. You don't walk around the streets with a loaded gun walking up to people's property.
No,
that is terrorizing.
But at the same time, they're nuts to begin with, and this thing had gotten pushed to such a frenzy that it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but there's still freedom of speech in this country, and we weren't allowing them that in the first place.
All right, Bill, we're going to find out because I see that the mayor of Leith is calling into the program. Also, a councilman out of Leith is calling in. We're going to hear from them on the Jay Thomas Show. Brian Shook, mayor of Leith, calling in. You're up on the Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, Jay, I've talked to you a couple
of
times already.
You have. And I appreciate you coming on the program in the past. Thanks for listening this afternoon.
Yeah.
What's
your
take here? What's going on here? Is this the way it is here?
Okay. You know, we didn't invite these people to live in Leith. And we didn't invite them to come and do their beliefs here.
Rip the town apart.
Exactly. They came here on their own and they've been blaming us. They've been blaming us now for the last couple of weeks that we've been, you know, shunning them and making false statements about them, and they've been coming up with all these false statements for the last couple of weeks. It's ridiculous. And the fact of the matter is that as a town, the only thing we have done, and everybody in the area, is try to make them follow a couple of local codes that anybody normally would do. And now we're supposed to believe this lady on her sympathy card. It's not going to work.
Why is nobody?
I feel sorry for the children.
I feel terrible for the kids. I feel bad for these kids, Brian. I don't know if she's playing a game. I mean, I'm not close to it, but I know
she is playing a game.
Why is Grant County not out there checking on these kids?
Well, and I can't say whether they are or they're not. I can't say what Social Services has done or hasn't done, and.
Do you think that she's being shunned by stores when she goes in to buy groceries, or is that the sympathy card being played?
Well, I know there's been stores that have refused service, but that goes all the way back to 5 months ago.
Okay.
It's not just her now. That's just the way it's been.
And to this day, they still won't serve her or service.
Well, exactly,
her.
Because as long as she's living here in Leith, there's always the option of more Nazis coming here.
And that's what's got people afraid. As long as she's there, that she still has that ability to bring more white supremacists into the area. And it's like,
so her staying here is not an option.
It's not an option. No, she's got to go.
No, and the other thing is on that Friday and that Saturday, when they went out there and what they so-called patrolling it, well, all everybody has to do is go watch the video. They're online.
Yeah.
Go to the White Nations and you'll see them videos. And they made a choice that day to go out and terrorize the town. And you know what she was doing? She was following Tobin Dutton, videoing the whole thing, and just going on and on, promoting the whole thing.
Yep.
So there's no sympathy coming from our part on this at all.
How long can she stay in that house before somebody says, you got to go, because there's a time limit on when they get the plumbing and everything in there, right?
Our time is going to be up this week.
That's going to be it up. Anything else, Brian? I see Lee Cook's calling into the program, too. He wants to jump on. I got him coming up next. Anything you want to say to the people out there that are reading this or listening to the radio program this afternoon in regards to this Deborah Henderson?
Well, just not to be so naive and believe her sympathy card that she's trying to play right now. I mean, because it's...
Brian, appreciate the phone call at 293-9000. Councilman Lee Cook calling into the program. Lee, you're next on the Jay Thomas Show.
All right.
How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing okay.
Talk to us, ma'am.
Hey, and Ryan's right. She's a pathological liar. She just posted a letter on White Nations a few days ago saying how that she was collecting $1,600 from Keenan's check. She was collecting $600 from her check. And everything she does is an absolute lie. I live across the street from the lady. I know what's going on.
What are you guys going to do out there?
We're going to continue to do what we have been doing. First, I have to put security cameras up around my house. She just had another one of her, she's not a Nazi, but she just had another one of her neo-Nazi buddies here last weekend. I'm out cleaning my garage out, and as soon as I pull away to go to my shop, he's over checking my garage out to see what I got in my garage.
Wow. Did you call the sheriff out there?
They don't do no good to call the sheriff out here. The guy that you had on before was full of crap, but the one thing he did get right is the sheriff doesn't do anything around here.
Do you think the sheriff is just fed up with having to deal with it?
No, I think the sheriff's pissed off at us because we never disbanded the city, and he said in the beginning he wanted us to disband the city. We didn't do it, and we didn't keep our mouths shut, so we brung attention to the situation. So, you know, he won't have nothing to do with the people that are actually upholding the law here.
Lee, what do you say to the what do you say to the people that feel that the people of Leith and the leaders of Leith have been completely have treated this situation poorly?
Well, let me, first of all, tell them to come by my house and live across the street from these people, okay? Were they sitting in the city council meeting where Keenan Dutton come in
drunk
and cussed a 13-year-old girl up one side, down the other, and told her to go back to Mexico because she didn't belong in this country? Were they standing out in their front yard, minding their own business? Their family can't even live here, and minding their own business when Cobb and Keenan decide to run around the town terrorizing everybody? I mean, are they the ones that are sitting in a council meeting where Cobb's trying to provoke me, say that I'm responsible for murdering my daughter? I mean, have they ever looked at white nations and see how they bashed me and my family and slandered us and lied about us? Have they, about Ryan, about Greg Bruce? All we've done is defend ourselves. We've never broke the law. We've never said an obscenity to them. We've never flipped them off. Everything that comes out of their mouth is absolute lies.
Yeah, and you have a right to defend yourselves. You know, I had said it a while back that, you know, if I had that situation next door to me, I'd probably be doing the same thing. I'd do everything I could to get that person away from me and my family.
Well, my family never lived here until they went to jail that day. My wife wouldn't even come home. I came home by myself that day because she wouldn't come home. She begged me not to come here by myself. So I called Greg Bruce to ask him if he would come out here with me so I could come and take care of some stuff at my house that day. I pulled in my house, and I wasn't here 5 minutes. I'm telling you, 5 minutes, I opened my front room window, curtains, and Keenan and Cobb are running out their door with guns towards my house.
Do you think it's over out there, Lee? Because she said
it's not over. As long as she's living there and dragging those slime balls in here, it's not over.
What about these kids? I mean, I feel for these guys. Here's what I think. I think this is a woman that's scared, got drug into the wrong crowd, can't make a decision on her own.
I disagree with you.
But I don't see that at all.
If you look at the videos, this woman ain't scared. This woman had the opportunity. The people of Leaf helped her get out of here.
And
she made the conscious decision to come back into this decision. She's using these kids for her sympathy card. And if anybody wants to hold anybody responsible for these kids, somebody should get off their ass and do something to this lady for dragging those kids into those situations instead of blaming the leaders of Lee and the other city.
Lee, like I said, I question why, and I'm out of time this hour, and I appreciate you guys listening and calling in and giving a heartfelt exactly how you think. I love it, man. That's what we do on this program. I question, where is Grant County or some kind of social service out there looking at these kids? Because these kids are not... Kids shouldn't be living in this kind of situation, in this kind of condition. It's absurd. Lee, appreciate you calling in the program. I'm out of time. I'm up against the clock. I got to roll 357. The other callers will come to you on the other side. There you heard it from the leaders of Lee. They've had it. They have had it. They said, don't buy into this woman's BS. Wow.
This is the Jay Thomas Show.
I should have, but I didn't think about it until after I hung up with him. But I should have asked City Councilman Lee Cook if I could come spend a couple nights out there with him just to see what he and others are dealing with out there, so I could see it firsthand. Come bump up with him. 2939000 888-970-9329. Email Todd at WDAY.com. Deborah Henderson, the girlfriend of Keenan Dutton, one of the white supremacists sitting in jail. She's still on leave living in Cobb's home. Says, hey, I'm getting shunned. I can't even buy groceries for my kids. I get spat on when I'm in Walmart. I get stopped from going in and using a rest area. And I'm not a bad person. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a separatist. I'm really not what people think. I want to show by my actions and behavior that I'm no one to fear. And the people of Leith are saying, B is in B, S as in S. It isn't changed at all. And I'm just curious how you feel about her claims that she's being treated this way.
emailed, Jay, I'm confused. If she left before, she obviously went somewhere else. That's one of her claims. I have nowhere to go. Well, she left one time before and evidently went somewhere and then came back. Why can't she return to the same place? She had options before. Did they disappear all of a sudden? Let's see. Let me grab Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up on the Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, Jay. This is Jeremy Kelly with Unity ND.
What's up, Jeremy?
I just wanted to comment on what the mayor was saying, I know that he's totally justified in saying that she's not welcome there at all anymore. I just had a chance to
let me ask you something real quick, Jeremy, because your group has been helping Leith out. I've had you guys on many times, and you're following this. You know how this stuff works. I'm just concerned by the mayor saying that. Did he put himself in a bad position?
I don't think so. Okay. Because he's also a citizen there. He can say what he feels, and it's completely justified. We got our hands on all the videos that Deborah took while she was following behind Cobb and Dutton while they were terrorizing the town. I've seen all three of these videos, and she's just as much a criminal as they are. She was right along with them terrorizing the town, yelling obscenities at people, and in cahoots with the people with the guns. I mean,
will you do me a favor, Jeremy? Somebody sent me one of the videos, and I don't have an opportunity to watch it here in the studio, but can you send all three of them to my email?
Sure.
I would like to see these things, because I do believe that she's playing a game. Again, my concern is for these kids. That's what worries me. My email is real simple. It's just the letter J and then Thomas, Thomas, at WDAY.com. I want to see these videos.
Okay.
And I'm interested in seeing them. But yeah, when the mayor said that, I was like, oof, ooh, did he just... But you're saying, no, he's okay. He's just as sad because he's a citizen as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the videos, I mean, I don't know if I think the legal system is just being... is just being kind to her because of her situation with children and all that, and for public opinion. But truth be known, she is just as guilty as the other two in terrorizing that town. I've seen the videos speak for themselves. I'll send you those.
Yeah, definitely send me those. Again, my concern here is with the kids. I still think even if she's there doing this, I need to see these. But I just wonder if she got wrapped up into a bad group and she's one of these people that can't, you know, go on it on her own. You know what I'm saying? Got to be part of the crowd. But you know, again, it comes down to these kids. I just this really bothers me when you see hear about these kids having to live like this. It's, you know, I don't know. I got an issue with that. But hey, thanks for the heads up, Jeremy. And yes, send me those videos, man.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy with Unite ND, a great organization. 431, hold on, swallowed and went down the wrong pipe. Boy, does that hurt?
I know it does.
All right, quick weather with John.